Well, today my text is from Acts 7, one more time, and let's read from verse 44 down to verse 50, and I want to speak with you about God's true temple. Let me read a verse in English and then you can read in Chichewa. We'll work it back and forth down through this portion. So Acts 7, verse 44, our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen.
Verse 45,
which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus or Joshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David.
Verse
46, who found favor before God, that is David, and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob.
Verse
47, but Solomon built him a house. Verse 48, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. And here's what the prophet said in verse 49, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? And I'll read verse 50, hath not my hand made all these things?
Mpando wa chifumu wanga. Nizibola vansi chobondabo mavazi anga. Muja jimangira nyumba yotani ati Yehova. Kavena malo ampumulo wanga ni otani.
So again, we're taking a look at what is God's true temple.
Toto na msole lo, tufuna chitenge kunzilo, limene jili toto wa mudu wa kuti. Kachisi wona wa mulungu.
Here Stephen is giving an answer, particularly to the charge of these Jewish leaders against him relating to the temple. They said that he spoke blasphemous words against that holy place. These Jewish religious leaders are like so many today that they don't believe that it is a church unless there's a building to show for it.
Azimbembezo galero, chumozi mozi somonga lero kumakarira, Tamakurida, Uti Umakalam Pingo, the Koko Cabo, Chinumba Jab, Chinumba Jo Mangi, which is a Mangiba, the Bamilam or Shogumina on the thing. Woman that developed Jo Mangi, but Chinumba, Amakurida would be Bamina with Makalam Pingo.
Now, in the Old Testament, there was always only one place that God ordained that the people should come for worship. Initially, it was the tabernacle. It's mentioned in verse 44, and then the physical temple.
Mbezi 44, malamine wakucheta uji chikareji hema, nje mbezi na yo, mamine, ata soba mine mbochita za sanduka soba anuguti, chikare, jino chihema, kumasuka chisi.
Now today, we don't have that one place. Some think that it needs to be in Jerusalem, and they are waiting for the day when the temple will be rebuilt in Jerusalem, which God had destroyed in the first century. But there is no one physical place that Christians, those that are truly the Lord's, call God's temple.
And
yet today many who profess to be Christian will build a place of worship, and they'll call it God's house. Or they'll call it the church. They'll say, we're going to church. But God doesn't have a physical house that we can call his house today. We're not, when we enter the church building, it's a building where the church meets, but it's not where God stays. If each building where people meet in the name of the Lord were indeed God's house, then you'd have to say God's houses, because there are a lot of them across the world where people profess that God meets with them. And so that would go contrary to Scripture, because nowhere in Scripture do we find God setting up houses. The point is that Stephen is making here is that even when there was a tabernacle, even when there was a temple, that that itself could not be God's permanent house, because in verse 49, it says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool.
Adambuye.
And you can see the question in verse 49, taken right from the Old Testament scriptures, where Stephen quotes the prophet saying, "What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?" Now that's a good question. If man tries to build something and call it God's house, then he's done something that is contrary even to what we read here in the scripture.
Nanga muzani mangira nyumba yotani kapena malo ampumulo wanga ndi otani mosemina ma ramfula mamene kuchokera kuchipangano chakale amachita kuonetsa kuti ndi malo otani amene soyo mungalele kuti mumangira mulungu kuti mulungu achule malo okhala nyumba yake.
So Stephen is using scripture to answer their accusation when he said that Jesus would destroy that holy place. Stephen is saying that the glory of the holy God is not bound up in the glory of even that holy place called the temple. He's greater than that. He's saying that the glory of God remains untouched even though the building itself be laid in the dust. You see verse 44, he's arguing that until their fathers came into the wilderness on their way to Canaan, that they didn't have any fixed place of worship. If it were necessary that God's glory were tied to a place of worship, the question is, what did the people do then from the creation of the world all the way to this time? Because there was not any fixed place of worship. Does that mean they couldn't worship God?
Mulungu adalipo, maloso okhazikika opembedza, sikuti adalipo okhazikika moteromo ayi. Kodi ndizokuzokuza kuti chisokomangito chihemachi Mulungu adalipo malo ena amene akadakhala kuti alambepo Mulungu.
There are those today that have the same mindset that somehow if they don't have a permanent place called a worship center or a church building, that somehow they can't worship God.
Now
by the time our Lord came to this earth and in the first century where Stephen was preaching, they had built a pretty ornate temple and they kept adding to it. And so they were proud of that place, that temple. They couldn't fathom how that place would be destroyed. So Stephen is showing them in verse 44 that even when there was that holy place in the first tabernacle, it still was temporary. It was movable. And therefore, was to be short-lived. That's the point that Stephen's showing here, that none of this God ever purposed to be permanent. But he's also showing them that just as the tabernacle, which was made out of badger skins, gave way to a more permanent temple, he's showing them that why would they then be offended in preaching that that physical temple now would give way to a spiritual temple. So you can see how he's showing from the scriptures this progression, going from no place at all to a tabernacle, going from a tabernacle to a physical temple, but then going from a physical temple to a spiritual temple, and one day from a spiritual temple to an eternal temple. He's showing that in all of those changes, yet God's glory remained the same and unmoved and untouched. In verse 44, the reason God told Moses that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, in other words, according to how God revealed that it should be made down to its very detail, is because of how that tabernacle and later the temple was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ in every detail. It wasn't because of the importance of that place, but rather what it represented in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we read over in the Epistle to the Hebrews, where in Hebrews chapter 8 to begin with, and verses 1 and 2, he gives the sum of everything that was depicted and pictured in the Old Testament, and it says, now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and notice, of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. So everything about that old tabernacle or temple had in view this one, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kala zikwezi mawane ngebe ake kwa Hebrews chapter 8 ya mbila vesi yake ya 2 akuti mtumiki wa malo opatulika ndi wachi hema choona chimene akuge adachimanga si munthu ayi pakuti mkulu wa nsembe aliyense ayikidwa kupereka zitulo ndipo so ansembe potero kufunika kuti umene ukhale nako kanthu kakupereka so chimene akulankhula kwambiri kuna kuti chikhale monga chokhazikika ndi chokhalitsa.
You see, if God had purposed that that original temple be the permanent place of worship, then God would not have destroyed it. It would still be there today, and we would still be required to, imagine, go to Jerusalem to worship God there, because that would be the place where he lived and where he dwelt. But it was never designed that way.
Chikaji chokhazikiracho chokhazikiracho chisakhale ku Yerusalemu chifunga chikanakhala kuchikale ku Yerusalemu bwezi mpaka na lero timafunisisa kuti zipita ku Yerusalemuko nkumeti zidapembedza koma Mulungu sadafune kuna kuti kachisiyo akhale wokhalitsa ku dziko lapansi lino kumakamaka ku Yerusalemu kachisiyo ali kumwamba ndi kumene kuli kokhalitsa ndi kumene ali kokhazikika.
Do you realize if that were the case, we couldn't even meet together as we do right now? We would have to pack up and all go to Jerusalem. Can you imagine? It's amazing that in false religion, every religion, false religion, has its place they call the holy place, or a shrine where they have to worship. Sadly, there are many that call themselves Christian today that still consider Israel to be what they call the Holy Land. And their one dream and desire is that before they die, they can visit the Holy Land. And there are plenty of tourist agencies that are willing to take your money so that you can go over there and visit all these different places they call shrines, places of worship, and they people think that there's some importance to that.
Ambira iwo achikhirisidwa amayangana ku Yerusalemu kuti kumene azipita ndithu kumeneko atatononga ndalama zawo nungaonako kumene amatikokuba kumene kudagonera chipembedzo kumene amakasonkhanako kumene amakhulupira kuti Mulungu amachitaza zikulu kumeneko ndiyeso amakhala atononga ndalama zawo kumapita kumeneko.
You can see in verse 5 of Hebrews 8, the writer tells us, who serve unto the example, notice, and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. The reason it was important that Moses follow exactly what God showed him in the mount concerning the construction of that tabernacle was because of how it pictured heavenly things. It says it was a shadow of heavenly things.
Well, in the verse 5, yeah, today, Abraham mene atumigira chifaleziro ndi mtunzi wa zakumwambazo monga Mose achenjezedwa mene anafuna kumanga chihema pakuti chenjera ati uchite zonse monga chisanzocho cha zonse cha chaonetsedwa kwa iwe mbiri. Chifuga chibene mununga da mchenjezera mose. Kutipo manga takisi ya mene yuyu. Amange mwa ingena nimbena wangere kumamba. Nchifoyo da kuti. Kumamba ako. Chifu chibene chocho kumene chiriri. Kumamtunzi wake kumene iwo ata amange mwa nubatiko la basi. So chibene chiri chimakite ndi wa nubatiko la basi. Sike niche nita. Kumandi mtunzi. Ndi chifani zilo chata kumambazo.
You can see in verse 6, the writer to the Hebrews agreeing with what Stephen declared, and that is that now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. This is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. By how much also he is the mediator of what? A better covenant which was established on better promises.
Mwayangana pesikisi, koma tsopano iye walandira chitumikiro, apapa anena za Yesu Kristu ameneyoyo. Walandira chitumikiro chomveka, choposa munganso ari nkhoswe, ameneyoyo ndi Yesu amene ali nkhoswe. Yapangano labwino loposa, limene likhazikika pa malonjezano oposa.
Now let me ask you, if you have something better, why would you ever go back to what was worse? Imagine, Brother James, that you get a nice new set of cookware for your wife, Ella. And yet she never uses the cookware. She keeps using the old. Because she thinks the old is better. What would that say about your gift to her? That
would be like. No, she has just a decision in my head. Well,
that's it. And that's what Stephen is saying. Why would you refuse the better for what is old and passing away? You can see in verse 7 this argument. For if that first covenant had been faultless, in other words, if that way of worship in that tabernacle in place with those priests and sacrifices would have been faultless in making people righteous, it says there, then should no place have been sought for the second. Why would you look for something else?
Sagada funa malo ala lachiwili yo. Sagada ngo kala kuna kuchi limbo pita lomero limenta alipo alo. Uli limbo kala kame mizuno kumwego. Ndani limene kumembe zo kwa mbo kujabuda alipo oti anhama munga mitula nama. Sikundi mungu wakada ngo na ulibati. Limbo pita zo kumembe zo kujibo. Kumwego jifo kumakwani yo munga mitula. Kumwega jimu wakada kwa nabuti kumembe zo kwa mbo ya siku matolo munga mitula. Njifakada kwa nabuti kumembe zo kwa jini kumene kumatolo munga mitula.
Look at verse 8. For finding fault with them. Who found fault with that old way of worship? It's God himself. Finding fault, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. There's the new. It's the spiritual. It's the fulfillment of everything that that Old Testament represented, its fulfillment by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Daiona ni minister sega kulangkuliga. Aku di paguti But what should you eat what you food what anena? I don't even think you food qua. I don't even eat what you food what I don't even think you food what Mulungu, Meniwage, I don't think you can be like one, how you are going to go would you put that in Chifu as a Jugur? Never go as a Jifu, I don't think you are going to own any. I would them as you anena. Niba niza pangana pangano, rasopano, ninyumba israeli, ninyumba ya yuka. Kwa kukala pangana itari, na mokula mwini jaya. Na mwaba mbamine pali pangano, rasopano, nimelela kuyana chifoja kuti, kwa yamba, la vizega chifuwa. Sanka chosu kukila ya.
And notice verse 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. So this new is totally different and detached from the old.
Iyo kuwaso golera atulute msigo la ikubu. Kuti iyo sana, sana karebe mabakano, mpangano langa. Iyo ine, sindina wa samarira iyo anenambuye. Mugali yama na kwa katimene, iyo nele muna kuti iyo, analipe na loso, nita unongere. Kwa nila soba noli, imapalo katili ya nikana aso nita kare. Iyo na soba noli, sili fanana aso mpambu kapena kuti, siri soeba kukanso limozi ni kukile nishipa mozi nila gale la gale nila pera ubo la sopano la mandika vayate ila baloka.
Now verse 10 is key, so because we're looking at what is the true temple of God. Well, look at here, verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after these days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. If this is God's revelation, and it is, of Christ to the heart of his people, then where does God dwell? He dwells in his people, in their hearts. This temple, the true temple of God, is that people that God has chosen, just like Israel of old, but here's spiritual, and chosen out of every tribe, nation, and tongue, God dwelling in them by his spirit. That's his temple.
Nizabata malamulo anga kuwalunga mzebu zao. Nibo pamtima bao nizawaremba iwo. Nibo nizawakarira iwo mulungu. Nibo iwo atalikaja ine anfo. Pangano limeneri, ndikusia na vake kwa uji. Iyo mulungu mini wake, atakara ndia anfo ake munga mwe ya lewa sankira. Sikuti kutakara kusula kumpa, kuma kutakara kukumbuluka. Nibangano la kumbuluso. Kutu uli iwo amena atakara ake amulunga, atakara amene iye. Kristu yo, ata kumbulunga mwa iyo. Iye mulungu mwini wake, ata kala mkati mantu wake, mnitima mwao. Ocho kala maibu osa tukula vansi, mariyo mpribe osa na siyana, maririme osa na siyana. Na ata kala fukoli mozi, pansu wa mulungu mozi, na ata zeka mjira imozi, jibumusu jimozi, mwapumulu sora infa ya mwana wake, ambuye wa Jesu Kristu.
It's what the scriptures call the Lord's body. It's a body of those that God has chosen from every tribe, nation, and tongue, for whom Christ paid the debt, and now his spirit reveals in them. And that's throughout the world. So you can't have one place where you can say, ah, there's the temple of God. No, it's his people redeemed and justified, gathered together, that is his church, his temple. And he dwells with them, like it says there, they shall be to me a people.
Agamana wulia wani chumbira mkristu, maamene wa agamari wani chumbira kristu wani napingu, ama nana kuti, anuonsi, amene iye, adi mkadimao, ni mwafuku usulage, akumuruga mwafuku usulage, nakala mpamozi, nakurugila mpamozi, ushokela maigo onse, paliponse iwo amene iye akuwasankha nawafera nawapanga mpundu mmodzi kuti akhale chinthu chimodzi ndi chikhulupiriro cha mpulumutsi wawo mmodzi kuti konse kumene adzachokera amene wawo sikuti adzakhala ndi malo amodzi amene azikana kuti malo oyera ndi wakuti aa koma kuti khristu adzakhala mkati mwawo ndi onse pamodzi adzakhala pamalo amodzi mwa khristu mmodzi mpulumutsi wawo.
Now there's some that might say, well, God has changed them. No, he's never changed. His glory is the same, and there's still a high priest required. The difference is it's not from among men. The high priest is none other than his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world to satisfy God's law and justice that this people, his body, his church, might be redeemed.
Ena kuzo mangezo ngamela mwenye mungu adapanga kusisa kuna kuliko parime kusindu mwenye adapanga akamati wansende amina ya vayo amina kuchuda hapa ni ambwe wa Yesu Kristu mwini amene ali mkuu kuwenga nila chikaridwe lijime vezebe chimene kiri mubangano la sovano limene lili kaji suosa mangiba jimanja awantu kuma amene Kristu mwini wake ali mwale ambwe ndia kuwaka amene iya na wawombola.
And it's to this that the writer speaks in Hebrews 8 and verse 12, where God says, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. God just didn't look the other way and say, okay, we'll just worship spiritually now. No, it required his son coming in the flesh and paying the sin debt that God might be merciful to the unrighteousness, because that's all we are without Christ and his sacrifice. We're nothing but unrighteousness, but that God might be merciful. How? By putting away our sins in that one sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndidzachitira chifundo zosalungama zawo. Ndipo zoyipa zawo sindidzakumbukiranso. Kulemba kumene kwatsindika pamenepo ndikulemba kochita kuoneka kuti munthu sangane kutiwoko popeza zidzakhala choncho munatosa adzatipangira zimenezo ayi. Apapa tsimikiza kuna kuti ikatatu yafika pa nthawi imene Mulungu akupulumutsa munthu amene afuna kuti ampulumutse ndizotenga chifundo chake. Ndi kuchitira chifundo kuzosa chosalungama chimene chili pa munthuyo ndizo imba zake kuzamukomera iye kusazikumbukiranso ndi kuzichosa ndi kulemba dzina la munthu ameneyu mbuku la moyo mosatengera pa zimene munthu wapanga koma kudalira pa ntchito yake ndi chipulumutso chake ndi chifundo chake kwa munthu amene iye Mulungu afuna kumpa chifundo.
So here's where you have to ask the question, why would you still want to stay back in the old? Why would you want that to keep going when it could not render any man perfect versus here, Christ coming and fulfilling it all? And notice where God, because of the work of Christ, says of his people, their iniquities will I remember no more. That's an amazing statement when you think about it.
Sono mtukozo kusa sofu sono mwerija. Chipake nchani, mukozo makundabe, chintu chimene chila tampangu, ada choka mungu. Chintu chimene chikwisa kincha mungu, ada adi jingo kraja be mtunzi, wasi chimene chicha chukulu guru. Chipake nchani. Chipake nchani, mulipe nchibwi, njibu ya ngana, pa zimene mungu akula mkula, mbe sega chukulu kumena guna guti. Sindi, guti, njita chita chifundo zosa luzama zao. Ndipo zoyipa zawo sindidza zikumbukira. Sitenine tiyopambana kwambiri. Imene kwa munthu aliyense amene ali woti ngopulumutsidwa. Akuza kupeza mpumulo pa statement imene kuti Mulungu akulankhula kuti iyeyo sadzakumbukiranso zolakwa zawo. Ndipo adzachita chifundo zosalungama zawo. Chimene Mulungu akazamira kumene Mulungu sadzachita chifundo kudziko chabe ndi malo chabe wongotchuka chinyumba chabe. Ndichani kuposa kupita kumene Mulungu akuti akhoza mwa iye kufuna kwake kupita chifundo zosalungama zake.
You sit there and think, which would I rather, an old system that always required an earthly priest, always had to bring sacrifices, always had to be offering these, even though it didn't render anybody perfect, versus Now, the true temple of God, which is Christ, and him being that high priest, having come and offered himself and paid the debt completely, so that an omniscient God who knows and sees all things, yet sees no more the sin of his people because Christ has put it away. I'm sitting here thinking, which would I rather, this old or this new? That'd be like driving down the road in a nice air-conditioned vehicle, brand new, just smoothly driving along, and you come along the road, you find a person walking out in the heat of the day and the dust and the dirt, and you stop and you tell them to get in and you'll carry them all the way to their destination, but they look at you and say, no, I prefer just to keep walking out here in the heat and the dust because this is what I'm used to. What would you think of somebody like that? You'd say they were crazy. Something's wrong. That's exactly what these were doing with Stephen. He was telling them that the Lord Jesus Christ had come and fulfilled all that pertained to the Old Testament, and their fathers and forefathers that could not keep the law, that Christ has come and fulfilled that law, and yet they preferred the old. They preferred to keep walking in the heat of the day as if somehow that was going to give them acceptance with God, and it could not. In fact, they preferred to kill Stephen rather than to bow to the revelation of God in Christ. But I dare say there are many, many people just like those old Jews today that when you come preaching to them the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified and all that he has accomplished for his people, you'll have them pushing back and saying, no, we don't want to hear about Christ. We want to go back to the law. We want you to preach to us about the Ten Commandments. We want you to tell us how we ought to be keeping these, and somehow that's going to make us better. What can you say about people like that other than that they're blind and still in their sin? But look at verse 13. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made what? The first old. Now, that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. That, why would you want to stay in an old run-down house that is decaying and waxing old and not enter into this newly furnished, built house, which is Christ, and somehow prefer the old to Christ? Other than that, you've lost your mind.
Anakalambita choyambacho. Koma chimene chili mkuguga, chimene chila atwa, chimene chila likuti chakanchiru. Ibata kiti chilo chila chakona kuna kuguga. Chimene chili mkutenshito, chilo kuguga isi. Ndi kusukuluka, kutama onegedwe. Chayandigira, kukanganuka. Chayandigira, wichite, chisa onekesi, chisa kareposa. Chino ngomele nchiani mtu, kukala mnyumba imene, nyumbayo, Igu kuga, ya kuga, ya kanganuka ikugwa, ya sululuka, ya tanshito, ya yandikira kuti ikwepo, kuposo kakala mnyumba. Imene ni nyumbayo mga yona, ni nyumbayo wati, iku njani chovano, amena alambu ya wakieso Kristo. Nyumbayo mene yango mangi ito ya kwanze nabu nolome, ili kiliye njabu ni njoko ngola kuino. Chimezika kufura njano wakala nyumbayo mangi ito ya kukoso kala,
What keeps people from entering into the clear revelation of God here that Christ is all and that he has fulfilled it all, what keeps them from entering in is their own pride and unbelief. That's the unconverted heart. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. And such would be our case. We would still be in that state of mind of worship were it not for the grace of God. You see, what Stephen was preaching, and it cost him his life because of the pride of these men, as with many today, they will not give up their religious ways. They will not give up those ways that they think give them acceptance with God because their heart is hardened. But for somebody whose eyes, spiritual eyes, and ears have been opened, they see the fulfillment of all things in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is their rejoicing. Last time we got cut off, just as I was going down through John 4 about Christ's encounter with the Samaritan woman, but this is exactly the point. If you look back there in John chapter 4, when she first met the Lord Jesus Christ, she was arguing with him over the place of worship. You see that in verse 20? Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. So that's how she was thinking, and that's how people think today when you first encounter them. They want to tell you about their church. What they mean is their place of worship. And they're proud of it. And you can see in verse 21 what our Lord answered her. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, and that's what happens. When you believe him, you see then that it says, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. None of these places were to be permanent places of worship. Now, if you want to get some people mad, just like they got upset with Stephen and killed him, imagine telling them, like our Lord says in verse 22, ye worship, ye know not what. Imagine going through the long way and in the middle of their time of worship, standing up and saying, you don't know what you're doing. In fact, I believe it's probably just the opposite. They're probably looking at you and your congregation and saying, you don't know what you worship. If you did, you'd be like us. But our Lord says, we know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. He's not saying you have to be a Jew, but he's saying out of the lineage of that Jewish nation would come this one, the Savior, who he is. But you can see what our Lord says in verse 23. In verse 21, he said, the hour cometh. Now in verse 23, he says, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. How? In spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Here's the spiritual now that will be the fulfillment of the natural. But what we need to see is that God is not changing. We still need a mediator. We still need that high priest. The difference is, it's no longer physical men. It's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We still need a blood sacrifice, but it's not the sacrifice of bulls and goats. It's the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, his shed blood that has put away the sin of God's people. And notice Christ says, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. In other words, these are ones that it says worship in spirit and in truth. That word spirit should be capitalized. They worship God in the spirit and the truth, which is Christ. Even the truth would be a better way to look at that. When it says there at the end of verse 23, our Lord says, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Let me ask you a question. Has God ever sought something and not found it?
No.
Exactly. He's Our Lord is saying for what reason he came. The Father is seeking such to worship him, but it's the Father that has chosen these out of every tribe, nation, and tongue. And by his Spirit, he's going to draw each one of them. He'll not lose one. As you read in other places in the epistles, you find that this temple, it's a spiritual temple, and it's God taking sinners as living stones and placing them on the foundation, which is Christ. And these, you recognize them in how they worship. They're not worshiping according to the old legalistic works type religion. They worship God in the Spirit and in the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. That's how they come to God. All of their salvation is in him. You can see in verse 24, it describes those who worship God in truth. He's a spirit, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, you see that word, must? This is not an option. This is not saying, well, I can worship him this way now, but I'll also worship another way tomorrow. No, must worship him in spirit and in truth, according to how the Spirit has revealed the truth of Christ in their heart. We've had people come by and visit us for our times of worship here in our building and have left saying it's not what they're looking for because the building isn't big enough. Or it doesn't look like a church. That's what they say. Or you don't have enough place for programs and things for children and women, etc. They're all looking on the physical. And you know what? They're better to go because it's clear the Lord hasn't taught them.
Yeah. Yeah,
But what I find joyous is that there are a few that are attending right now that drove by this church building many, many times and never even were looking because they didn't think there was even a congregation where they could hear the gospel of Christ. God had already done a work in their heart and then suddenly the Lord drew them to come sit and to listen. And when they came, it wasn't the building. In fact, the congregation being very small, none of that mattered. What they were drawn to was the fact that every time they come, they're going to hear of Christ and Him crucified. And that's all their joy. That's all their joy. All of our congregation, the different members, they pass by many places of worship to come here to worship. And people, their friends and relatives will scratch their head and say, well, why do you go so far when you've got something right in your own neighborhood? Well, it's because, as verse 24 says, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. If Christ is not there in all His glory being preached, then it's not a place of worship. Now, here's what I want you to see with this Samaritan woman, because she started off talking to our Lord about this place and that place, this place of worship and that place. But when you see, as the Lord was drawing her, and that's what He's doing, He came specifically for her. You can see her desire changing, because verse 25, she said, the woman saith unto Him, I know that Messiah cometh. They were all looking for a Messiah, which is called Christ. When He is come, He will tell us all things. And then look at verse 26. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am He.
Ambuyesu,
She was one that the Father was seeking. She just didn't know about it until it pleased God to reveal Christ in her, this Christ. How can you tell a sinner that's been saved by grace and is worshiping God in spirit and in truth? I will tell you how. They're not talking about this place or that place, this denomination or that denomination, these rules and regulations, this law and that law. No, they can only speak of Christ and Him crucified, His work accomplished for them as sinners. They're singing those words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." They're giving Christ all the glory. Those words in verse 26 are the revelation of Christ to the heart. You say, at what point was she converted? It's this right here, where Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee." Notice, He is in italic in the English. It's just, "I am." I am the I am of Scripture. I am. And that's the revelation of Christ. From that point forward, she went and told her people in the city. You can see in verse 29, she wasn't talking about a place of worship anymore. She said, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?"
Pamene wachima wapezeka. Pamene wachima wakumana naye ambuye. Mungu, agamkumela mtima mungu hamene ura kumana naye mpumu. Sambuye watu Yesu Kristo. ambe yesu mwavumbulso lake ndi mau awa ine wakulafula ndiwe ndina amene amene awa ali mu aitairiki ndipo ama kutanthauza kulakula kuti ine wakulafula ndiwe ine ndine monga mmadera ena mmene atola kuzama omwewa kuti ine ndine kuti ineyo ndine ndi mmene mauwa akufikira kwa munthu amene iye wakumbuluka mwa iye kuti wakumana naye Yesu Khristuyo.
And here's where I'm thankful that salvation is in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ alone, because if it was up to men, even the best of them, they wouldn't even recognize one of the Lord's. Just like verse 27, when the disciples came, it says they marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? This was a Samaritan woman. They would have passed right by her. But our Lord knows those that are his. And that's why in John chapter 4 and verse 4, it said he must needs go through Samaria. It was necessary because this was one for whom he came and would pay her debt.
Pa nthawi inake chimene chinalakeza chikulu cha chitika pa nthawi yapa pa moyo wina atabwera wophunzira adamupeza ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu mmene amakafika mvesa 27 akuti atafika ophunzira aja pamenepo anadza ophunzira aje nadziswa kuti anali kulankhulana ndi mkazi koma padalibe wina anati mufuna chani kapena mulankhula naye chani pamenepo mkazi anasiya mtsuko wake namuka kumudzi nanena ndi anthu munthu tiyeni mukaone munthu amene anandiwuza zinthu zili zonse zimene ndinazichita ameneyo sali Khristu nanga anapita kumudzi kuja sanakulankhusuza malo sanakulankhusuza mapiri sanakulankhusuza malamulo koma atakangolankhula kuti kuli munthu amene wandiwuza ine zonse kodi ameneyo sali Khristu kodi kuli ndiwotsegomera kumudzi chifukwa cha ichi wophunzirapo sanafika kumupeka adangoona kuna kuti akulankhula ndi mkazi ameneyi amalankhula nayo zoti chani koma palibe amene adafuna kuti amufunse kapena apange bwanji kunali kofunikira kuti wophunzira achoke yes ndi mdima amene akumane akumanizidwenso mdima amene chipulumutso chake pa nthawi yake monga kunalembedwera za ichi.
Well, we're going to have to stop there for today, but this is what Stephen was declaring, that this temple not made with hands is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And the living stones of which this spiritual temple are built is nothing more or less than those for whom Christ paid the debt. That's the temple. And that's the true worshipers of God.
Maula amene mukuona kuti woyerawa sikuti adali chinthu china ayi koma ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu mwini kuti padalibenso chinthu china chimene chidali kuyembekezereka choposa chithunzithunzi chimene chinkaperekedwa chidali kale kumwamba choyera zenicheniso inuyo mwangochigira chapansi pano ndi Yesu Khristu mwini wake adali mkati mwa mapulani amenewo ndipo iyeyo ndiye chimene chidakwanilizidwa kumalizika kwa zonse zimene zidalembedwa ndi kuziona ino adali ambuye wathu mwini Yesu Khristu amene anapachikidwa ndi Mfulu wa Mtanda.